The First Letter to Timothy, Chapter 4. The Spirit tells us clearly that in the last days some will defect from the faith and follow deceitful spirits and devilish doctrines, led by lying hypocrites whose conscience has been branded with the stamp of infamy. These persons forbid marriage and condemn the use of certain foods which God created for those who know the truth and which the believers receive with thanksgiving. Everything created by God is good, and all food is lawful. Nothing is to be rejected if we receive it with thanksgiving, for it is blessed with the word of God and prayer, and made holy. If you explain these things to the brothers and sisters, you will prove to be a good servant of Christ Jesus, nourished by the teachings of faith and the sound doctrine that you have followed. Reject irreligious fables and old wives' tales. Train yourself in godliness. Physical training is of limited value. Godliness, instead, is useful in every way, holding promise for the present life and for the life to come. Here you have a sure doctrine you can trust. We toil and endure because we trust in the living God, the Savior of all, especially of those who believe. Advice to Timothy. Command and teach these things. Let no one reproach you on account of your youth. Be a model to the believers in the way you speak and act, in your love, your faith, and purity of life. Devote yourself to reading, preaching, and teaching until I come. Do not neglect the spiritual gift conferred on you with prophetic words when the elders laid their hands upon you. Think about it and practice it so that your progress may be seen by all. Take heed of yourself and attend to your teaching. Be steadfast in doing this, and you will save both yourself and your hearers.